Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, well, if you like letters, here are some for you. As we now move from the NCF, it's time for the PC, as in personal connection. And before Mary and I connect with George and Linda Myers over in Italy for this G-Block, we're sponsored by Chord Buddy.
And with it being back to school time, if your kids want to learn how to play the guitar or even the ukulele, or maybe you're interested in learning to play, right now you're going to get the absolute lowest price when you order at chordbuddy.com.
You may recall Chord Buddy was on ABC's Shark Tank in the past, and for less than $50, you can now learn from the system voted number one. Chord Buddy will literally have you, your family, or friends playing the very first day. If you can press a button, I mean, who can't do that? You're on your way to playing the guitar. It's that simple. And as you improve, you simply remove the chord making buttons. It's actually very similar to training wheels on a bicycle. Get yours today at chordbuddy.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, our next guest last appeared on this program back in April 2020. And as we all know, a lot's changed in the world since then. If you've ever been to Italy, you probably want to return. And if you haven't been to Italy, I'd bet you probably want to go at some point. We've invited our next guests back to share their story for this personal connection segment because we think you might relate to them in some way, as it involves them deciding to move to Italy from the U.S., open up a cooking school in Tuscany, who wouldn't want to do this, and then having to navigate all of it during this pandemic. So let's get right to that show hotline as George and Linda Myers with Cooking in Tuscany are waiting from Italy.
Well, they are over 4,000 miles or so from us. Mary, George, and Linda, welcome back to RM World Travel.
Hi, it's good to hear from you guys.
Yes, great to hear from you.
Well, it's nice to connect with both of you. Linda, we're going to get right into this. I'm going to start with you because we last connected with you on air 16 months ago. Can't believe that, frankly, but we were all certainly in the thick of the coronavirus lockdowns. These days over here on this side of the pond, America is regressing. So let's hear, you know, how things are in Italy on August 21st. How are things going with your school? And really, how are you and George doing overall living there in Italy?
Actually, things here are going really well. We really don't feel it like many of our family members and friends who are back in the States. Our hotel is full. The restaurant is full. We have tourists coming from all over Canada, the U.S., Northern Europe. So we really are not feeling anything like before. I mean, the lockdown before, we didn't feel it quite as bad as the big cities. But right now, life is really moving on. It's really quite pleasant.
Oh, Linda, that's great
a real
news
blessing.
To hear.
I'm happy
really
to hear that.
Happy for you guys that your hotel is full and your school is doing well. So, George, I want to backtrack just a little bit with you for our new listeners that we have, or for anyone who didn't hear our segment with you guys last April. You and Linda lived in New Orleans and Washington, D.C. You were an Air Force pilot. Linda was a teacher. You guys, George specifically, I believe you worked in several positions in D.C. on a government level, and you left all of that, not sure why, you left all of that to move to Italy. If you had to condense what inspired that move to the Tuscany region and how you could leave and just completely change your lives, what would you share?
Well, I would share, as every married man knows, that when your wife tells you you're going to move to Italy, you move to Italy.
You're a good man, George.
Okay.
Love that, George.
Well, okay, that's the real truth. But the other truth is that Linda and I were living such a rapid lifestyle, and I was working 30 hours a day, 50 days a week, and Linda was doing the same, and we were living for that Saturday and Sunday, and you're spending Saturday catching up for the next week. That we just said, you know what, there's got to be more to this. And we came here and threw it all away, and it's worked out pretty good, you know. But I will tell you, you know, Linda and I are very adventurous. And, in fact, when I went out on my own, I told Linda, this is kind of scary because I'm leaving a really good paying job. I said, you know, what if we lose the house? And Linda goes, well, not that attached to it. So that kind of shows you, our attitude.
Put it in perspective.
Coming into this, you know, and Linda said, hey, you know, what happened? I said, well, the lease is we lived in Italy for a year. So there you go.
So I recall when we last spoke that we talked about how the pandemic was getting us all back into our own kitchens. And even on our show, we did create a Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment, incorporating chefs and recipes, top chefs. Travel and food go well together, as we all know. I want you to talk more about your school and your philosophy, because the school, from what I understand, is not all fancy chefs and high-end meals. You really want to connect your guests to the heart of Tuscan food. So how are you guys doing that?
We really do want to connect people, because people can connect over food. It's just automatic. Everybody at the table is telling their story. you become friends very quickly. So it's really nice. And at the cooking school, we really always have local people. So we don't have fancy chefs and we don't have fancy food processors. And, you know, we go back to the traditional Tuscan kitchen, and our women of the village teach our pasta classes and our soups and our sauces. And we have local winemakers. So we really make sure that we stay here in the local area. We don't go to big cities. We really want to see the true Tuscan feeling.
I mean, that right there is just,
I
love hearing that right now. That's infectious by itself. I mentioned to Mary just before we started the interview, I love the motto that you have, experience over things. It puts things in perspective for sure. You've both traveled a lot before you made this big move to Europe. And George, I'm still laughing because of what you said. You're right. If your wife says you moved to Italy, you moved to Italy. You know, Mary, I call her Maui Mary.
Yeah, so let's move to Hawaii.
Yeah, she'd like to move to Maui. Italy, that would be a close second, though.
I would take Italy in a heartbeat.
But, you know, I'm sure we have many people listening in our audience who have had a similar ambition or do have a similar ambition to what you've actually done. What would you say to anyone who's thinking about moving abroad and essentially starting a new life? What advice would you give them?
You know, it's interesting you say that because when we started this, we thought we were just about food and cooking, and we didn't realize that we're actually going to be life changers and inspire so many people to go after their dreams. In fact, you know, Linda, I'll give her, you know, she speaks a lot on how to change your life, which we did. And all the people that we work with are over here, they're Italians, and they have changed their lives from doing something else. And so I guess the biggest thing I would tell you is, what are you doing? What are you doing about it? You know, and that doesn't mean you're selling everything and throwing it all and moving. That means, what are you doing to further your dream? And there's so many things you can do.
Very well put.
This is why you guys are in our personal connection segment today.
I want to ask a question. did I also see, when you're talking about Italy, did I see that you also have a school now in France as well?
We do have one in France. We have one in Mexico, San Miguel de Allende. We did do Havana for a little while, and then next year we open our school in Sicily.
Well, okay, so now you're talking to the
there
Sicilian
you go.
Here. So now, where in Sicily? The family that I have was Palermo and Messina, but where are you going to be?
Right by there. We're in Ariche.
Okay, all right. You know, a few years ago, we did a broadcast from the Taormina area, and that's just gorgeous, that whole area, heading down to Syracuse. And so, all right, so we'll definitely have to talk about that. But, you know, when I see France, I mean, that's certainly another popular food and wine destination. Clearly, Mexico fits in that for food as well. It's got to be challenging for you to be dealing with all the ever-changing restrictions going on, no?
It can be challenging, but, you know, we really just look at it as we follow along with the local rules. We stay very close to our people in every place that we go to. So we don't really feel like it's any kind of real restrictions. We just move forward, do what we can, make it as local feeling as it is. So this year we have our new group coming in on Sunday. For the next 8 weeks, we have a group coming every Sunday. There's a couple of things we had to move around and change, but the local people had to move around and change. So that's what we're doing. So it's very easy.
Well, you know, so I really clearly the passion for what you guys do is cutting through. And it's great to talk to you again more than a year later and hear that your business is moving forward, because it's tough to keep any business, you know, thriving, especially during a pandemic. So, you know, we're really happy for you guys. Any quick thoughts on further hopes? You said you're opening one in Sicily, but clearly it doesn't sound like you're coming back to the U.S. anytime soon permanently.
Well, you know, that's true. In fact, we do come back to the United States at Christmas time during the holidays. But we are here. In fact, this year, you know, we've been here. We won't leave till November 18th. We've got to get home for Thanksgiving. And that's what we'll do. But, I mean, this is home.
Hmm. Well, and as we,
you know, it's not hard. Mm-hmm. It's really not hard to live here because it's really our passion. And when you live in your passion, people come and they enjoy it. And you're living this passionate life. It's okay. Our family's coming. Our daughter is here, and we're very grateful for that. So it's really just living a passionate life.
Well, so we're going to end that on a passionate note because clearly you both are passionate.
Yeah.
And it sounds like things are going a lot better in Italy than they are here in the U.S. these days. We are very happy for you for sure, folks. If you want to connect with George and Linda Myers yourself, the website, cookingintuscany.com, and I'm sure many other websites to come soon with the other places. Thanks for joining us both this weekend, okay?
Ciao.
Ciao. Thank you, guys.
Okay, ciao. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mary George and Linda Myers.
Another couple I want to meet and travel with.
Yeah, and the Sicily, we're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
I did not know that going into the interview. So, folks, as our show zips right along today, we need to take a quick time out for some sponsor messages. Always a good thing to do around here. But there's still a lot more ahead today, including the Open Road and Museum Gallery. So stick around and don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.